All right. Welcome to a very special episode of Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. This is episode 71. It is a retroactive kind of episode. On March 15th, 2021, my trusty co-host Sarah and I went to the studios in Arlington and recorded, or did, I guess, live on the radio, Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone, the radio show. What you are going to hear here, what you are going to hear now is the first radio show that I did with myself, my daughter, my co-host Matt, and my producer Angelo chiming in as well. So I hope that you enjoy this very special episode. All right. Welcome to Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. I am your host, Uncle Steve. You just heard Different World by my favorite band of all time, Iron Maiden. Welcome to the inaugural episode, the first broadcast numeral uno of Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. I am here joined with my concert buddy, my trusty sidekick, who will be here as much as her schedule allows, my daughter, Sarah. How are you doing today, Sarah?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Dad?
I'm doing really good. Are you excited to be here?
I'm a little excited, but I'm also pretty nervous.
That's okay. Well, you have officially entered the zone, not the Twilight Zone. But Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. Wherever you are hearing this, greetings from Texas. As you can probably tell, my name tells a good bit about me right from the get-go. Just looking at the name of my show, you know my name. You can probably guess that Iron Maiden is my favorite band. And maybe, just maybe if you're old enough, you might figure out that I like the Twilight Zone too. So, my favorite band, as you heard on that first song, and by the name of my show, is Iron Maiden. We just heard Different World from their 2006 studio album, A Matter of Life and Death, which just happens to be my favorite Iron Maiden album. And one thing I thought was really cool while listening to that is my daughter sitting here across from me, and she just, when the part comes in right before the chorus where he says, tell me what you can hear, and then tell me what you see, she goes, ooh, I like this part. Is that right, Sarah?
Yes, it is.
And then the chorus came in and she goes, oh, I've heard this before. I said, yeah, you've heard all these songs before. Now, being that this is the inaugural episode, you might be wondering to yourself, what are you going to get from Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone? My daughter's over here making fun of me. Well, I have a podcast with the same name, and for about a little over a year, I've had that, and I expect this show to be an extension of the podcast, and just the same, I expect that the podcast will also be an extension of this show. I feel like they're going to complement one another, so being that this is new for me, you'd think I'd be a ball of nerves on episode one, right? Maybe. Maybe just a tad. But I'll tell you right up front, I have an excellent guest lined up for the show next week. I'm very excited for you to hear from this guest, as I know you will be when you hear it. I'm not going to announce who it is yet because, as we all know, life can happen. And until I'm 100% sure and you hear him on here, I don't want to reveal anything. Plus, I love the element of surprise. I like surprising people. Right, Sarah?
Unfortunately, yes.
How often do I try to surprise you?
Any chance you get.
Surprise, jump behind a, from behind a door, scare, whatever. So now, when you go see Iron Maiden on a tour, hold on. Sarah, you've seen Iron Maiden in concert, right?
Yes, you should know that.
Okay, well, I don't know. How many times have you seen them?
Twice,
and who went with you when you went and saw Iron Maiden?
Well, the first time, you and Noah went.
Who's Noah? Is that your boyfriend?
My brother.
Okay. And what about the second time?
The second time, it was just me and you.
Just me and you. So, did you enjoy the shows when you went?
Yeah.
Okay. So, tell me, what is an Iron Maiden concert like? When you first went, you didn't know what you were going to see. So, when you walked in, tell me what you can see or what you did see.
I saw a stage and they were like getting ready for the concert.
Yeah. And well, when they came on, what happened before they came on? You remember what song played before they came on?
No.
Doctor, please.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Okay. So, anyway. So, you had fun. You want to add something?
I can say one thing about when we've gone to, like, those kind of concerts.
Yeah?
The people there are usually pretty friendly.
Oh, yeah. I remember, do you remember when we went to the first one? It was a... I had to take note of the bathroom maybe, or I had to go to the bathroom, and we were walking by and some random dude was just standing out there. You remember that? And he just goes, yeah. I'll keep an eye on your kids. I was like, okay. So getting back to an Iron Maiden tour, when you see them on a tour for a new album, which is what we saw on the Book of Souls tour, you're going to hear five or six songs from that album, from the new album that they're playing off of. On this particular tour for A Matter of Life and Death, though, they did something very unconventional. They played the album in its entirety, front to back, start to finish. It was a very controversial move on their part, but it showed that they believed in the music that they had written, which that far into a career, I think, is incredible. Now, of course, the fans' reactions was a little hit and miss, but they still did it. Now, speaking of unconventional and controversial things, I am going to do something that today I have never done before, that only Iron Maiden did on this tour. We are about to hear track 2 from the album by Iron Maiden called A Matter of Life and Death. Here is These Colors Don't Run. All right. That was These Colors Don't Run, and you just heard Brighter Than a Thousand Suns by Iron Maiden. I mean, if you've never heard Iron Maiden before, you got to realize that's incredible stuff. I mean, wow. Sarah, which of these two songs, These Colors Don't Run or Brighter Than a Thousand Suns, which of these two did you prefer?
I like These Colors Don't Run.
Really? Okay. Now, doing this show here, I have a producer in the studio here with me named Angelo. And while the songs are playing, we're sitting here chatting a little bit. And he says, you know, this is the first time in my life that I have knowingly ever heard Iron Maiden. He said, I may have heard them, but I'm actually hearing them. And so I wanted to ask, Angelo.
Yes, sir.
First time you ever heard Iron Maiden in your life knowingly. What did you think?
Man, I mean, I've just, and even when we were in the production studio from when we were making our promo or your promo and you were, and we were listening to some of those kind of like samples, you know, I was just like, man, this is really rocking. And like, I've never heard, like, I don't know. I've just never delved into the Iron Maiden group ever. And sure. So just hearing these songs now, like full songs, knowingly, I mean, they're rocking, man. I like it a lot.
That's awesome. Oh, that's great. That's it to me. And one thing I always did on my podcast, or I want to do when I started it, I was like, I want to introduce people to music.
Yeah.
I mean, and you never know, because I always figure people that might be listening to an Iron Maiden podcast already know Iron Maiden.
Right.
Or
right,
if they're listening, even tuning into an Iron Maiden show.
And it's a huge band. I mean, the logo, I mean, I've seen shirts, and I mean, I know it. I know the band. It's just being able to actually sit down and listen to their work. I mean, it's amazing. It's really
awesome.
Great.
Awesome. I appreciate it, man. That's great to hear. All right. So now, like I said a minute ago, I have a podcast also. It's called Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone, and it is available anywhere you listen to podcasts. And on my podcast, I try to mirror certain things after what Iron Maiden has done with their career. I always try to be honest and have integrity in what I say, because I feel like, for other reasons as well, but I feel like Maiden has had a lot of honesty and integrity in their career most of the time. And when I'm there, I discuss other bands besides Iron Maiden as well, not just Maiden. And, I mean, they are my favorite band, but they're not the only band that I love. On my podcast, I'll do album reviews. I'll do interviews. I have a very popular fan discussion that I do from time to time called Iron Maiden Stories. And basically, a Maiden fan will send me their story. Something along the lines of, this is how I discovered the band. Here's the stories about my life as a fan and that involve them, their music, a concert, a friend, a concert buddy that also loves them. My daughter's smiling. Whatever it entails, that's kind of what they send me, and that's what I want. And then I usually have them on the show, and they'll tell their story, and we'll just have a great discussion about the band and life and music. Now, earlier I mentioned that I was going to do something unconventional on the show today. I'm trying to think of exactly how to tell you all about it. Maybe, just maybe, if you're a diehard Iron Maiden fan, you might already have caught wind of what I'm doing here. Maybe I should just play you another song or two and think about how to tell you about it. So how about we go ahead and listen to The Pilgrim?
Peace to death and hell. to build the machine to turn men from flesh and blood to steel, from paper soldiers to bodies on the beach, from summer sands to Armageddon's reach.
Welcome back to Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. I'm your host, Uncle Steve, here with my trusty co-host slash concert buddy, Sarah. Hello. Hi. It's me, Sarah. Are you there, Sarah?
I'm here.
Okay. Sarah, you just heard The Pilgrim and The Longest Day. Which one of those two songs did you prefer?
I personally prefer The Pilgrim.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Well,
what about you, Dad?
Me, I prefer The Longest Day. It's a matter of fact, The Longest Day. On my podcast, I started a new series recently with help from a friend of mine named Andrew, The Weekend Warrior. And we do something called Somewhere Back in Time. That's the name of an old Iron Maiden tour. And what we do on that is we take a song from an album and Andrew gets all the, stop laughing. Andrew gets all of the information, finds out the details about it. The Longest Day was about D-Day in World War II. We did an episode about that recently, and it was incredible. And so it really, really gave me a new appreciation for the song. I've got some friends out there, Sarah, that are probably going to be upset with your choice of The Pilgrim, but it's a great song from an incredible, incredible album.
I just
album.
Like it the way it sounds.
You sound like you're just talking to me.
I just like it the way it sounds.
I just like the way it sounds.
Hey, I don't fault you. That's a great song. I really like it too.
Who's going to be upset with me?
My friend Nesbitt, who's out there listening, I know he might be upset. That's like one of his favorite songs of all time. So.
Oh, well.
Say hi to him.
Hi.
Okay, so last night, I was talking to my daughter, mentioning my favorite bands. Because I have other bands that are favorite bands outside of Iron Maiden. They're the creme de la creme. They're the top of the castle, the hill, the mountain. So I asked her, I said last night, I want you to name my favorite bands. See as many of my favorite bands that you can name. So Sarah, let's give it a shot here. I told her, she did it last night, so let's see if she can actually remember what she said. Because she did really good. Sarah, I want you to tell people what Uncle Steve, your dad's favorite bands are. Some of his other favorite bands.
So, of course, there's Iron Maiden.
Yes.
And then we have Kiss.
Yes.
P.O.D.
Yes.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
Alice in Chains.
Yes.
Alice Cooper.
Yes.
The Cult.
The Cult, yeah. She's pointing her fingers at me saying two more. Here, let me help you out. One of them is Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah. Judas Priest.
And, okay.
Wait.
Let me ask you a song. Who sings I Wanna Be Somebody?
Oh, and Wasp.
Yeah. That's parenting done right, folks.
Yesterday, I got all nine of them right without any help. So.
She did good. She did very good. She did really good. Now, those are a lot of my favorite bands, and I wrote down another list just of some other bands that you probably will hear from time to time on here, in no particular order: Galactic Cowboys, Metal Church, Black Label Society, Anthrax, Angelo's favorite over here, Megadeth, Danzig, Dirty Looks, and of course I love Rob Halford and Bruce Dickinson's solo material. Lillian Axe and Skillet. That's the ones I wrote down. So now here's a question to think about. I don't know if they do this all over the world, but recently my daughter was wearing a shirt that she had purchased from a big box store, like a Walmart or a Target. It was Target, okay. And I don't know if they do this across the world.
Let me explain.
Just hold on.
I want to explain.
Go ahead.
So a lot of people at my school, they buy shirts with bands on them, but they can't name one song by the band.
Yeah.
They wear it for the looks.
Okay. And Sarah was wearing a Kiss shirt with their Dynasty album cover on it. And I'm a big Kiss fan, so she wants to add something.
I can name.
Okay, well, you're going to get your chance.
One of those songs off
that album. So I started playing dumb with her when I saw her wearing this. And I said, oh, you like Kiss too? You like Dynasty? Oh, man, tell me what's your favorite song from Dynasty, to which I got this. Exactly. And so I had to have a little tutoring session with her. And, you know, even though she was familiar because I started playing some of them, she goes, oh, I like that one. So what's your favorite song on Dynasty today, Sarah?
Well, I don't exactly remember how it goes, but I do know that I liked this song a lot when I first heard it. I like the 2000 Man one. Yeah.
Well, don't you know I'm a 2000 man. And then the next line's for me. And my kids, they just don't understand me at all. Now, Sarah. Now, Sarah, you've seen Kiss in concert before correct? Have you seen Kiss in concert?
Oh, yes, I have.
How did you like their concert?
I liked all the fire that they shot.
The fire and explosions. And,
how they, like, swung in the air. Was that what they did?
No. Yeah, Paul Stanley goes from the stage. He kind of comes out there to a little platform.
He like jumped into the platform or something. I don't know. They the platforms went across.
Okay.
The like areas. I don't remember. Okay.
Like anyone that can count how many times my daughter says "like" on this show will win a free prize that I will tell you about later.
You have to say what the prize is, Dad. You can't just say a free prize.
It's a special prize. I have it. I definitely have it. Okay. What? So, Sarah, you did go see Kiss in concert. You do wear a Kiss t-shirt to school. So, tell me, how many Kiss songs can you name right now?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I mean...
Okay. Just start naming. Name as many as you can. Try.
Of course, there's Rock and Roll All Night.
Yes.
Everyone knows that one.
Yes.
That's like the known song.
That's not a... Let's keep going. You're stalling. That's all you got?
No, I 2000 Man.
Yes.
There is one called Dynasty. Right?
There's an album called Dynasty.
No, there's not.
No.
There's not a song.
You remember the one that went
just sing the lyrics.
You were my woman.
Oh, what is it called?
And I was your man.
Wait.
You were good looking. Yeah. That song is called Save Your Love.
Oh, yeah.
We listened to Dirty Livin'. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. I just don't remember the names. If you sing the lyrics, I can...
Okay. What about Shout It Out Loud? You ever heard
that one?
Oh,
yeah. Shout.
Tears Are Falling.
Like, shout it out loud. Like that, right?
Yeah.
The Tears Are Falling. Yeah. If I knew it, I don't know, like, the names.
Okay. Well, my daughter is proving that she is not as big of a fan as...
Hey.
She is a big fan. She just doesn't know the song titles. We'll work on that. We'll work on that. And maybe this summer, get her back on and try some other things here. Now, I am about to get strangled if I don't go on a commercial break. So we're going to go to a commercial break. And when you come back, you're going to hear something you're sure to love.
shadow has no soul.
I think the coolest thing in the world is to be sitting here playing freaking Iron Maiden songs on the radio, man. This is incredible. This is incredible. I'm Uncle Steve, and you're listening to Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone with my special co-host, concert buddy, Sarah.
Hey.
The typical teenage hey. The 14-year-old teenage hey. So you just heard Out of the Shadows, which is track 6 from A Matter of Life and Death. And I've got one of my co-hosts from my podcast that's going to be calling in here very shortly. So when we come back from the next song, you will hear him. But right now, you're going to hear that song, which is track 7, The Reincarnation of Benjamin Brieg. That was The Reincarnation of Benjamin Brieg from Iron Maiden's incredible album, A Matter of Life and Death. Well, Angelo, was that not awesome?
That was awesome. All that right. Felt like I was riding into battle or something, man. That was awesome.
Heck yeah, man. Sarah, what about you? Do you like that?
Uh-huh.
All right. So... Now, I mentioned a minute ago that I was going to have somebody calling in. I've mentioned before that I do a weekly podcast, and on this podcast, I have recently added 3 co-hosts. Now, when I say that, they're not on there every week together, but they're on there at different times. Oh, I'm sorry. Sarah is a 4th co-host, so we have the 4 amigos or the 4 stooges. Never mind. So, anyway, let me say this here.
4 musketeers.
Yeah, 4 musketeers. Okay, so... It's kind of random with having these guys on because sometimes I'll have 1 or 2 of them. Sometimes I have 1. Sometimes I have all 4. It's just we're working it out. But one of my co-hosts, James, he is from and lives in New Zealand. My second co-host, Andrew, whose nickname is the Weekend Warrior, among many other names, which, wait, the new one. I got to share the new one. The Lord Andrew of Sussex. But he's from England, but he lives in Australia. And my third co-host, Matt, he was born and raised in Perth, Australia, but he lives in Kansas City now. And Sarah wants to say something.
And his fourth co-host, me.
Yeah, that's a great tie into the person on the line, Sarah. Again, my third co-host that is consistently on is Matt. He lives in Kansas City. Speaking of Matt, as you know, I have him on the line with me right now. Matt, welcome to the zone.
Thank you. Good afternoon to Steve, to Sarah, and to Angelo in the corner. How are you all?
Doing good.
Really good.
Sarah?
Good.
Good? That's very... You sound different, Sarah. Has something happened to you recently?
Yes, no?
Yeah, on Saturday it was my birthday.
Oh.
That's what it is.
And now well,
happy birthday.
Matt's going to sing to you. Not really. Not really.
I could have done a cameo for $10.
Oh, man. So having maybe co-host... Huh?
I said maybe for a 15.
Okay. Your price is going up. Now, having co-hosts across the globe is an odd thing, but we all have some things in common. First of all, we each love Iron Maiden. Each of these guys originally sent me their story, came on my podcast, and since then, we've actually become friends. Each of them, being that one is from England and two of them, well, one's from New Zealand, one's from Australia, each of them is well-spoken and polite. Kind of the exact opposite of me, their American co-host. So, Matt, how do you feel being on with me and when we talk and everything, you listen to my show and you compare me to the way you, Andrew, or James is, being polite and everything. How do I come across? What would you say?
I would say that we bring balance to you. That's what I would like to think. You can say that as you wish.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, if you don't mind, Matt, I want you to share for me and anyone listening, you found my podcast, you started listening, and I don't know if we've ever actually had this conversation, but what did you like about it that made you want to just keep coming back and listening and listening?
Maiden, maiden, maiden. So one of my favorite things was the stories, because everyone has their own story about how they got into a band, or in this case, into Maiden. And when I spoke to you, I was like, well, it's just me. Who cares about my story?
Yeah.
But I was interested in hearing all the other people's stories.
Sure.
And I assume that they just thought the same way that I do. Who's going to care about their story? But everyone's got their own unique stories about how or why they got into it, and special little things that may have happened along the way. And I was just really keen to hear how people got into it in all areas around the world. That was the most interesting part. You know, someone's from the US, someone's from the UK, Scotland, Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah.
And hearing all these little stories, it builds up a big family, a big community. And I really liked that. I really enjoyed it. That's what kept me coming back.
Cool. Cool. Sarah, what do you think of this guy's accent? What do you think of it? You think it's awkward? Is that what you're mouthing to me? What are you saying?
You already had me guess.
Tell the world where you think he sounds like he's from. Or don't. Never mind.
Well, I was about to say.
This is the perils of, instead of it being the perils of rock and roll decadence, this is the perils of having your 14-year-old. Did you just yawn? Did you cut that mic by chance? You know I have a person that's been on my show whose nickname is Yawny because he yawned a bunch of times.
Is that the
my friend Joel from Oklahoma? So shout out
to
you, Joel.
Does it mean that my accent and my voice is very soothing, Sarah? I'm putting you to sleep.
Yeah, you're putting. There you go. There you go. Now something else about Matt is. Oh my God, Sarah, go outside. Matt is also, he's either a glutton for punishment or he's just very open-minded because he's come on my show probably two or three times in the last couple of months. And we've done episodes where we talk about albums and rank them and everything, albums he's never heard in his life. So he'll just say, yeah, I'll listen to something brand new and come on and talk to you about it, which, Matt, I'm thinking you've been listening to the show so far, Matt, today, right?
I would like to say that I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, there you go, there you go. But you did hear what Angelo said about this being the first time he's really ever heard Maiden, right?
I did, and I thought that's very interesting and a pretty good part to come into. I think it's a very good album to get involved in as a first listen.
Yeah, well, see, what I'm thinking is the same way that I got you to come on and do an episode with me about an album you'd never heard, maybe I'll have Angelo come on one day.
That did run through my mind earlier.
Definitely. I would definitely would.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Okay. But Matt's come on. We've reviewed a couple of albums by Judas Priest, Turbo and Ram It Down. We did Blessing in Disguise by Metal Church. And Matt, like I said, he's very open-minded. I don't know that I could do that. If I had never heard, I'd be like, eh, I'm old. I like what I like. Leave me alone. Get off my lawn. You know, that whole thing. Yeah. So Matt, what makes you want to get into an album like that? Like going and saying, I'm going to hear something brand new. What's your thoughts on me asking? Like, what did you first think when I said, hey, I want you to review an album with me that you've never heard before?
It piqued my curiosity. So the last one that we did was Metal Church. Now, like I said, I'd heard of them, but I didn't know anything about them. And what's the worst that could happen? You don't like something.
Yeah.
Or you find a whole new, whether it's a subgenre or genre of music or, you know, a new album.
Yeah.
That happened, I really, really loved. So the positives far outweighed the negatives in just, you know, giving something a try.
Cool.
So it was really good.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go into another song right now. We're going to play the one that they played on the Legacy of the Beast, track 8 from A Matter of Life and Death, For the Greater Good of God.
Feel the pain again. Tell me why. Tell
Welcome back to Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. I am your host, Uncle Steve, here with my trusty sidekick, Sarah, who's not speaking right now. And you just heard For the Greater Good of God. Now I got to say this. It's a great feeling as a parent, as a father, to be looking over here while that song is playing and we're listening to it here in the studio and seeing my daughter bobbing her head and singing along to all the words and stuff.
The lyrics?
The lyrics, yeah, that'd be the right...
The words and stuff.
The words and stuff.
You sound like, okay. Like a kindergartner trying to explain something.
Yeah. So, as you know, or may have figured out, the controversial thing I'm doing... Matt, have you figured out the controversial thing that I'm doing today?
I don't know if I've figured it out yet. But I reckon the next song might give it away. I'm hoping it might be a certain song.
Okay.
That should almost solve the whole puzzle that way.
What song do you think I'm going to play next?
Well, I would hope that it may be Lord of Light.
Well.
Could I be correct?
Since you're guessing that, I'll tell you what. Something that's never been done. I bet. Well, let me ask Angelo. Angelo, in Fishbowl Studio A, B, has anyone ever played an entire Iron Maiden album?
From front to back, I do not think so.
All right. So let's continue this trend here, and we're going to go into the next track on A Matter of Life and Death, another killer tune, Lord of Light. That was Lord of Light from A Matter of Life and Death. And while that song was playing, Matt figured out what my thing I was doing today that was so controversial. Matt, why don't you share it for anyone who hasn't quite figured it out yet?
Well, I might have been slow on the uptake, but after 9 songs, I figured out you're playing A Matter of Life and Death in its entirety. So... kudos.
Yes.
I don't think anyone's ever done that on the radio.
Bravo. Bravo. I wonder if there was anyone else that figured it out any quicker than you. Because I might have to try to find somebody else to co-host with.
You got Sarah in there. She was probably on the uptake there. She was pretty quick. Oh, and Angelo, I think he was on the inside track.
He had the inside scoop, yeah.
I knew.
Sarah knew too. So What did you think of that song, Sarah?
It was good.
Angelo, what did you think of that song?
I'm noticing, like, all these songs are just like, man, they just leave me feeling like, I don't know, like, just amped up. Like, I mean, they're epic, man. Those guitar riffs, the solos, the singing. I mean, it's just, it's awesome, man. It's awesome.
It leaves you wanting more.
It does. It does.
Which I think is amazing. This is, I have unequivocally pretty much said that, well, wait, unequivocally and pretty much, that's an oxymoron. Definitely, maybe. No. I definitely have said, as of now, and these opinions can change as they do over time, A Matter of Life and Death is my favorite Iron Maiden album, which is weird because the classic era of Maiden is in the 1980s, and a lot of fans kind of stay stuck in the 80s. They say, I love everything from, well, from start till about 88, or maybe, would you say 92 even, Matt, or 88 is where people stop?
I would say 88. Yeah. They consider that the golden era.
Yeah. So people kind of drop off there. And whenever I, you know, got to the point where I started, you know, there was a time where I wasn't listening to as much Maiden, and I got back into them and started listening, and I started realizing these albums are incredible. And you want to say something, Sarah? Okay. Okay. I'm going to let Sarah announce the next song when we get to it. So right now, though, Matt, how would you, if you were ranking albums by Iron Maiden, so maybe someone stumbled upon my podcast, or maybe someone in this room has never really heard Iron Maiden much before, how would you rank this album that we're listening to? Where would you rank this in their catalog? They have 16 studio albums, so where would you rank this?
So for me personally, I think this is one of their strongest, possibly even the strongest album that they've ever put out. So I've mentioned to you once before that this album, it doesn't quite sound like anything else, I don't think. I always thought if Maiden did a solo album, it would sound like this. Like, it doesn't just have that the gallop that runs through it like a lot of the Maiden stuff does. And everything is very, very consistent, very balanced. There's no high highs or low lows. It's all just very strong. So I would say this is a pretty good entry point. It's their proggy stuff. It's a little bit longer. But if you're looking for just short, sharp, punchy things, maybe go through to something a little earlier. But I think this is some of their best material by far.
Yeah, their catalog is incredible. I mean, you go all the – I was telling him earlier, I said, the thing is, if you start off with Iron Maiden in 1980, you've got kind of a punk vibe, a bit of, you know, a punk rock. And then even, you know, with Phantom of the Opera, you've got a progressive vibe right on the first album. And then it kind of grows and grows into this thing that we have now over the years and years and years. And you have short, punchy songs. Like you said, you've got these epic songs that are 13, 14, up to 18 minutes, you know? So let me see here. I think we're about...
They progress. There's an evolution to their music. You know, they've evolved as lyricists, songwriters, musicians, and that's what I'd expect to see throughout the career, that kind of the way it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy because you go back to the very beginning of Iron Maiden. The very first album has Phantom of the Opera on it, and you could stick Phantom of the Opera on an album from 5 years, or, you know, not 5 years ago, but in the last 20 years, and it fits. It's progressive, and it's got lots of time changes and all over the place, and that's very much what they do now. So I tell you what, first I want Matt to answer a simple question for me. What is your favorite song from A Matter of Life and Death?
My favorite song is The Legacy. I think it's a great way to finish an album.
It is. So what we're going to do here is, this is going to be the song that's going to play us out. I want to thank everybody for listening to Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone with me, with Sarah, with Matt, with Angelo. Now, we're going to go in and play the very last song here, and I'm going to let my daughter announce the name of the song. We are going into the very last song. We're signing off right here. Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone is out with
Matt's favorite song, The Legacy.